New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 120 here with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we have, I think, five from last week, and then maybe we'll get to this week's. We'll see. But up first, we have the Borderlands 4 trailer from the Game Awards last week.
For Borderlands, it's nice to see that the series is getting love again. I think, the last game came out over 5 years ago? It came out in 2019?
Yep, 2019, and the movie was awful this past year.
Yeah. Yeah, so the game should definitely do better than the movie. There's no release date yet. It's literally just a reveal trailer. So it's still in production, everything else. It looks okay. It's like a weird color scheme. I mean, I know they're not known for being like the greatest graphically, but to me it just kind of looks like it rendered from the watercoloring scheme from the Mario and Luigi game that just came out.
Oh yeah, usually they're like more cartoony anyway, but like the watercolors, the blurry look just doesn't look good. I don't know why people keep choosing that art style, because it does not look good. Like, it looked fine in 2011 for Skyward Sword, but that was 13 years ago, and they remade Skyward Sword, and they still kind of had that, but it looked good because it was HD. They didn't really do the HD for the Mario and Luigi Brothership game, and then for Borderlands, just doesn't look good, even if it is HD.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really much of a... never really have been a Borderlands fan. I mean, yeah, it's my type of humor, but at the same time, I've just never sat down and tried to play the games.
I played 1 and 2 when it was Games with Gold a long time ago. And I got into it and got pretty far into it, which I didn't play it solo. I played it with somebody. That's the only time I played it was with somebody online that I knew. But so I never actually played it by myself, so I don't know how I'd like it alone. But I know with somebody at all times, it was fun.
So you can play the campaign online?
Yeah, awesome. Pretty much, yeah. You can do all the levels and stuff online.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I guess about the trailer itself, I had an article about it, so you guys could... if you didn't want to watch it, you still kind of know what went on. It says, we already knew that the game was in the works, and now we have an idea of how it will look and play. At the Game Awards, Gearbox Software revealed the first proper trailer for Borderlands 4, which is due out in 2025. The trailer starts with a cinematic depicting a large-scale conflict of some sort before getting into the actual gameplay, which is as colorful and violent as you'd expect from the franchise. The game is playable solo or co-op with up to three other players, and Gearbox says there are billions of weapons to use. Here's the basic setup. Break free from oppressive Timekeeper, a ruthless dictator who dominates the masses from one high. Now a world-altering catastrophe threatens his perfect order, unleashing mayhem across the planet. Ignite a resistance and blast your way through mechanical monstrosities. Bloodthirsty bandits and vicious beasts amass an arsenal of death, dealing firepower to wreak havoc as you tear your way across Karus. Borderlands 4 was first introduced this summer and will be the first new entry in the looter shooter series since Borderlands 3 in 2019, like Colin said earlier. It also follows the franchise's debut on the big screen as the Borderlands movie and hit theaters in August and to less than critical acclaim. Okay, and then the game is also in development during an interesting time for Gearbox. In March, the studio was sold to Take-Two. So I did not know that Take-Two bought Gearbox.
There it is, huh?
It says...
operated under 2K, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew... Yeah, I knew it was working under 2K, but I didn't know that they actually bought the studio. Says that while Borderlands 4 doesn't have a specific release date, it's coming to PS5, Xbox Series, and PC next year. So that's all I have for that. I guess we can move on then. Also at the Game Awards, Witcher 4 was revealed.
Yeah, Witcher 4 is a single-player open-world RPG from CD Projekt Red. At the start of the new saga, players take on the role of Ciri, a professional monster slayer, and embark on a journey through the brutal dark fantasy world. Powered by Unreal Engine 5, it aims to be the most immersive and ambitious open-world Witcher game to date, which I think they said the map is almost like twice the size on this one than what it was in its predecessor.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Which I never really got into the Witcher series at all, the show or the games as well.
I haven't really either. I mean, I've seen a lot of videos and I know a lot of people, to see how powerful like a handheld or even a regular PC is, they use the Witcher 3 as a benchmark. So if it can run Witcher 3, it can run a bunch of different other games because it's kind of a harder game to get right, get high frames.
Run that on ultra mode.
Yeah. We probably could, but a lot of people can't.
I may try to get into the series just to see what they are, because I've only ever heard good things about Witcher.
Yeah. We can probably get it for discount.
Probably. When it releases.
Yeah.
Which one? I can't remember if it had a date to it or not.
Let's see.
Maybe it was just a reveal as well.
My article doesn't say anything about a release date.
So, I think it was just a reveal trailer and not seen anything set in stone yet.
Yeah. So, the only thing we really know for sure is that it's going to be running on Unreal Engine 5. Technology. It says Unreal Engine 5 on an unannounced NVIDIA GeForce RTX GPU is what the trailer was running on. And then let's see what else they got. Nearly 6 minute trailer. Viewers were introduced to Ciri, not Apple Ciri, but Ciri with a C. The adopted daughter of Geralt and Rivia, as she takes on a Witcher contract in a remote village that has been terrorized for generations by a fearsome monster demanding human sacrifices. Framed as a short, self-contained Witcher story, the trailer showcases Ciri's new abilities and tools, including I can't even read, a chain and advanced magic powers. At the heart of the trailer is Ciri's perspective as an outsider to the village. As the villagers say goodbye to one of their own, a young girl they are preparing for a traditional ritual sacrifice, Ciri chooses to intervene. It keeps going, but you pretty much get it. Ciri's the main character. It says The Witcher five is, I mean, not five, Witcher 4 is a,
that's way ahead.
Yeah, is a single player. Yeah, I'm predicting the future. The Witcher 4 is a single player open world RPG from CG Projekt Red, like Colin said. At the start of a new saga, players take on the role of Ciri, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah, none of it said anything about release date or even what it's released for. Obviously, it's going to be on PC because it was, I mean, the trailer is on an NVIDIA GPU. So I would say PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. I'd say they probably won't do last gen and obviously won't be on Switch. So
yeah, won't be able to handle it anyways.
No. Maybe Switch 2. Maybe Switch 2. Because we don't know when it's going to come out. So maybe it will be on Switch 2. We don't know.
They're not bringing Borderlands to it. I doubt they'll bring The Witcher.
Well, considering that Nintendo hasn't even announced the Switch 2 yet, they can't really say that they're going to release their games on the Switch 2 yet.
That's also true. Because we already know the Switch isn't strong enough to run either one of those games.
No.
Not without being like an extremely dumbed down version.
Yeah. Which, a lot of people do that, but a lot of companies don't want to take the time to release a completely different version just for the Switch. Mm-hmm. Which, I'd understand that. I probably wouldn't either. Alright. Also, at the Game Awards, Elden Ring Nightreign was announced.
Yeah, we're real with the debut at the Game Awards 2024. Elden Ring Nightreign allows players to team up with two co-op partners. It's weird they don't go ahead and just make it like a four-player, you know, situation, but they decide to do three players because, you know, it's Elden Ring and screw it because, yeah, you know,
have an odd number of players.
Well, you gotta make everything harder with that series.
Yeah.
And drop into a condensed map based on Elden Ring's Limegrave area, Limegrave, with enemies and structures that are randomized at the start of each session. From these, players must hustle to defeat enemy camps and find more powerful weapons, so that when nightfall comes, they have a better chance of surviving a challenging boss encounter. If players survive for 3 in-game days, they must take on a major boss with 8 major bosses to be found and conquered in the game. So it seems like a 24-day cycle to beat the whole multiplayer thing with it.
Yeah.
Who knows how long each one actually takes. And the damage buff that I'm sure the bosses do, since it's going to be 3 players instead of just one.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to make the 3 players a, you know, like for the whole game a thing, then yeah, it's going to definitely spike in difficulty and probably have multiple bosses at the same time. Or at least make them very, very difficult.
I think a few of those games, they've had pairs of bosses that you fight at one time.
Yeah.
Yet again, not really.
Which it does say it's featuring 3-player co-op, so you might, I mean, obviously you probably can play it alone, but it just depends on how you're playing, on how, what the difficulty is, probably.
Well, I'm sure it'll be some sort of challenge whenever it comes out. Have 3 people in there with you, that way you get the challenge of 3 people, but only one person be actually doing the fight.
Yeah.
The other 2 people just running around just to stay active and not get kicked.
Yep. Got them tryhards like it.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it'll be a speedrun thing right from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
Just people got to show off how good they are at games.
Right.
Not me. I haven't played that series of games for a reason.
I haven't played it just because I've been playing a crap ton of other stuff. I gotta take care of that first before I introduce a new series.
Well, my thing is, I'm a terrible gamer, not a good one. I'm not good with difficulty spikes.
Yeah, I just put it on the easiest difficulty and go.
Don't got nothing to prove.
Nope. I don't care what it is. Like, even God of War, like, I could play God of War in one of the harder difficulty settings, but, like, I'm just doing it for story. I don't even care. I'm in it for the story. I'm not in it to prove anything or make my life difficult. I'm just there to know what happens. So,
well, if you're able to play with multiple people, I might download and play with you guys.
We'll see. Might be better to play first one first, but.
Yeah, maybe. Think it'll be a game of the year contender whenever it does come out?
Probably. Their DLC was.
Well, you gotta think, multiplayer automatically brings it down because there's, you know, a whole slew of different things for actual multiplayer.
They'll still be in top. I mean, it'll probably be Astrobot. Win every category.
I believe in 2022, I believe Elden Ring won almost every category it was in.
Yeah.
It's a very common theme with Game of the Year, you know, situations.
I think if it wins one category, like if it wins Game of the Year, it shouldn't be allowed to win other categories. Like, I get it. It's a good game. It can win other categories. That's fine. But if it wins Game of the Year, just exclude it from the other so other games can get recognized too.
Yeah. But then that would portray that they already, which we know, but they already know who's going to win by the time it even comes in. But their whole entire thing is built of suspense to the last game. And it's usually the last game is Game of the Year. So they have to, by default, put it in other categories for it to.
They could do Game of the Year first.
Yeah, they could. Then just leave it to people like me that just sit around and just try to watch the trailers.
Exactly. I mean, it's rigged anyway. What's the point? What's the matter if it's first or last?
That's what I'm saying. They know what it is because 90% of the votes are...
Them. So they know. They already know who's going to win, so it doesn't matter who's first or last. But for Elden Ring Nightreign, the official description reads, join forces with other players to take on Creeping Night and the dangers within, featuring... three-player co-op, take command of uniquely skilled heroes, each possessing their own abilities and distinct flair. While individually powerful, their skills grow even more formidable with united as a team. Overcome a relentless environmental threat that sweeps through a land that changes between each game session, and defeat the magnificent boss of that night. The environmental threat looks like a burning wall of purple fire that even appears to snuff out a sight of grace. So it must be a powerful force indeed. Luckily, the Seekers of Redemption have access to animal helpers that let them soar through the skies, and one hero even has wings that let them shoot up into the air before crashing back down on the enemy's blow. So it said... like three-player co-op, take command of uniquely skilled heroes. So each hero will have a unique skill. So that kind of reminds me of Sonic Heroes or Triforce Heroes. So, like, each one does its own thing or whatever. Maybe not dumbed-down kid version like that, but it kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah. And with... three other people and other two other people and not just you be able to switch back and forth in between each
right
character.
Was Sonic Heroes not multiplayer if you had more than one controller?
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I don't think so, because I know we tried.
I thought for some reason it was. Might not have been.
It is multiplayer, but you still got your team. You still switch in between each player and team in your race. Team.
So you're a different team. Yeah. I can't remember if you could beat each person or not. I know Triforce Heroes, you can play multiplayer online. Because the 3DS games, it's only online. But you can be... Each person could be... You can be... One person can be all three, or it can be three different people.
Yeah. But yeah, as far as Sonic Hero goes, like if I was to choose Team Sonic and you was, you know, choose Team Shadow, we'd both be on the same map. It's just you would control your team, which still exactly what I'm saying is you still can only control one person at a time.
Yeah.
You can switch in between three people, but you can only control one person at once.
For me, though, games like this, if they're relying on only three players, like if all three players have to be present at the same time, even if you're playing solo, I don't like games like that. Like Sonic Heroes was fine. It's a kid game, that's fine. But like adventure games like this, or what, Suicide Squad tried it, the whatever that Batman game was, tried it. I can't remember. With Robin, and then
I know what you're talking about. I
can't remember what the crap we talked about when the podcast first started. I can't even remember what the crap it was called. It was a flop. But games like that, I don't like. I don't like seeing other characters on the screen at the same time that I'm not in control of. I can't remember what the crap it's called. I know we talked about when the podcast first came.
Too many times, of course, not to remember.
I know. We also talked about a crap ton of games since then, though, so that makes sense why we can't remember.
Oh, man, it's been almost 2 years since we talked about it.
Yeah.
Gotham Knights,
yeah. So games like that, I don't care for, like, seeing all them characters on the screen at the same time. So if you can play as one and still get through the story, that's fine. But if you have to have all three and you switch between them even by yourself, games like that, I don't care for. So we don't know which route they're going to take. I think if they're smart, they won't take the you have to have all three at the same time, because Gotham Knights failed, Suicide Squad failed, taking that same approach. So we'll just have to see. All right. Okay. Naughty Dog announced once again at the Game Awards a new IP.
Yeah, so there goes our hopes of Last of Us Part 3 for now.
Yeah. At least we got part two now.
And it looks like they're just trying to knock off somewhat like Starfield. To me, it's what it seemed like, which I guess it's kind of hard to differentiate from actual space-based games like No Man's Sky and everything else.
Yeah.
But Intergalactic, the Heretic Prophet, had been being worked on since 2020. And it looks like, I mean, it definitely looks like to me, it looks like a Game of the Year contender whenever it does eventually come out.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people, it's receiving some backlash right now, but that's mostly just from character design and different stuff. It's like stupid stuff. Not the actual gameplay or anything, because, I mean, we've only seen one trailer for it, so can't really judge it from one trailer, and they still have time to change, you know, character designs and everything. So you just, people need to chill on the backlash for now. It's a Naughty Dog game. Naughty Dog hits banger after banger with their games. They hardly ever have a bad game. So
yeah,
I mean, it's their first new IP since 2013, which was The Last of Us. So just give them a chance. Naughty Dog, you know, like I said, they hit banger after banger. They have good games.
Yeah, they, like I said, they've been working on it since 2020, so literally almost 5 years at this point.
Yeah.
They've been working on this game alone, Which, yet again, we didn't get a release date. It was just a reveal trailer, which I'm sure it'll be out probably... Well, I'll go ahead and put money on it. I'll say it'll be a PS6 release title. Okay. So I'll say we'll get it in 2026 or 27, whichever year PlayStation and Xbox decide they want to do a new console.
Okay. We'll see.
We will see. And we will cover it, too.
Yeah, guaranteed.
I'll forget about it by then, but we will cover it.
Yeah. I know. We make guarantees when we make predictions. We usually forget about them before it actually happens. So we don't ever remember if we're wrong or right.
Yeah.
Like, I would guarantee stuff all the time, but I can't remember what the crap it was.
Gotta go back and listen to old episodes, I guess.
You
go back and do some studying.
Yeah.
Where you guys can trip in the comment section and tell us.
Yeah. All right. Kind of already told you guys this earlier. I forgot it was a topic, but The Last of Us 2 is being remastered for PC.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it wasn't. We didn't really give it away. We just mentioned the game in general.
Yeah.
Or you did. But yeah, we actually got a date on this one. Mm-hmm. So it's coming to PC on April 3rd, 2025. And it's about time.
Yeah. Which I still need to beat. The first one, I mean, I'm almost done with it if I just sit down and play it, but... Yeah. Just time. But...
It's kind of hard to do when Black Ops 6 is out.
That's true. That's the only game I've played. Oh, I did play Mario Kart 8. Earlier today on my PC, but other than that, I haven't played a different game since Black Ops 6. And only played, I think, 4 races of Mario Kart 8 just to pass time between what we was doing. But other than that, it's been Black Ops 6, and that's it. But yeah, April 3rd, 2025, Last of Us Part 2 remastered. If you guys haven't seen that trailer, go watch it. I mean, if you've never watched the trailers, even when it released, you know, a long time ago, but go watch it. It looks good, especially with a fresh coat of paint on it for the remaster for PC. Not really much else to say on it. I'm excited for it, obviously, but I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know when. I'm happy it's sooner than later.
What's funny is when we done this initially, I was talking to Ashton. We were just texting back and forth. I was like, "Oh yeah, you never know. The Last of Us 2 might be randomly just come up." I mean, it was like literally 2 seconds later. Like, "Oh yeah,
we was already talking about Last of Us." Yeah, might have time for one or two more. Sonic 4 movie is already announced for 2027, and the Sonic 3 came out yesterday. Time recording.
At time recording.
And I actually watched Sonic 3 movie today. It was really good. But anyway, Sonic 4 announced for 2027.
I tried to watch it, but it didn't work. Paramount Pictures is currently in development on Sonic the Hedgehog 4 ahead of the third movie hitting theaters on Friday. The studios is eyeing a spring 2027 release for the latest installment in the series that is based on the popular Sega video game. So yeah, I figured they would have got the green light and everything else just from how successful it's been for the previous two movies. And yeah. Obviously, I'm going to say the third movie is going to be successful because it's already leading the box office for everything it released this week. Which, yeah. I think right now it's doubled up on Mufasa. Like, I think it's at 25.6 billion, or not billion, million. That'd be an extreme amount. that would be a world record for sure. But, yeah, I think it's like 25.6 million with an M. And I think Mufasa is sitting out like 13.3. So it's almost doubled Mufasa so far. But that's just, like I said, I'm recording, that's just one day.
One day. Yeah. It says they're expecting it to top the box office with 55 million to 60 million from 3,800 North American theaters. And you said it's already at 25. I mean, Already almost halfway there in one day.
At like 7 o'clock today, it was at 25.
I know, just trying to find the time today, it was getting booked quick. You know, they was doing times by 15 minutes apart, and it was filling up.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's the only thing they need to be playing in that theater.
Sounds like it. I mean, they was playing Moana 2. They was playing Mufasa. Also, I think it's the only three movies they were playing. But they were playing, they only had one theater for Moana, one theater for Mufasa, and a ton for Sonic 3 because they's filling up so quick.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, especially when there's two Disney movies out at the same time and it's still outdoing them.
Yeah, that's
Grand Walk that's Mulan's been out for about 3 weeks now. So. Yeah.
Was Mufasa's, was it come out yesterday?
They came out same time, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Now, I want to watch Mufasa, don't get me wrong, but if I had to pick between Sonic or Mufasa, I'm watching Sonic every day.
I think I'm not, well, me and Ezra's probably the only people in his household that would choose Sonic over top of Mufasa. For sure, Sierra and Billy would choose Mufasa over Sonic, but...
Yeah, they're losers.
We got a divided house.
Well, there's three of us, so it's kind of odd, but we all picked Sonic, so it was 100% for us. I'm not gonna tell you what happened, obviously, but at the end of the third movie, it sets up four. You know, it's just kind of like two set up three, three sets up four. You know, it's gonna happen, and it's pretty cool what happened. I'm not gonna say anymore. But
I mean, two set up three, so it's not really saying anything crazy.
Yeah. So that's how you know that four is gonna come out before they even said. Before Paramount even announced that 4 is coming out, you knew there was going to be because of how it ended. So, yeah.
Was it the actual ending or post-credit scene?
Post-credit. So you guys stay. You know, most movies do that now, so you always stay until... Yeah. If you're watching theaters, you stay. You know, if you're at home, you just keep watching it until it goes off.
Yeah.
If you're in the theaters, keep watching until the lights come on. That's a good tip. Don't leave before the lights come on.
Because obviously at the end of 2, which 2's been out for a couple years now, so I don't feel bad for saying this, and obviously we know 3 has Shadow in it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 2, obviously it shows Project Shadow. So,
right.
We, like Ashton said, what the post-credit scene shows that there's going to be a fourth movie. It's just a given.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the end of the post-credit scene was at Sonic 1, but I know it went to 2.
I know it showed Shadow, like a glimpse of him or something. You knew it was him. So, I can't remember for sure, but...
Oh, from the end of 2, that's definitely what...
Yeah.
It showed Shadow at the very end.
Yeah.
It's his face and his eyes, but kind of hard to mess up a black and red hedgehog.
Yeah. It was a really good movie. I mean, it was really, it didn't end how I wanted it to, but it was good.
All did right. They give him a gun?
They did.
Did they give him a gun?
They did.
I was wondering if they was going to do that off of, because obviously in his standalone title, he got a gun in his game.
Now, they dumbed down the bullets a little bit. It was more like a glowing, you know...
Like a plasma blast?
Yeah, instead of actual bullets. But still, it's a gun. It's a pistol. Riding his motorcycle. Yeah. That's what Shadow does.
If he's going to do that or not.
Yeah. Good movie. I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Sonic movie, really. I mean...
But 8 out of 10 rings.
Yeah. And that's only because it didn't end how I wanted it to, but that's all right. That's all the time we have, guys. We appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, pretty much all of them. Buy our merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Since last time we recorded, we hit over 1 million downloads, so we definitely appreciate you guys for that. That's a huge milestone. Definitely insane. Never thought we'd get even close to that many when we first started this podcast. You know, we just done it for fun and, you know, just didn't care who listened to her didn't. So definitely appreciate that. That's crazy.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys for that.
Yeah, for sure. Colin,
we got this milestone together.
Yeah, all of us.
Colin, many more to go.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
Yep. Later, guys.
All right. Catch you guys next week. Or no, we won't. Never mind. I forgot to mention Colin's gonna be in West Virginia next weekend, and I'll be in West Virginia next week after that. So we might not get an episode out next week. So just be prepared for that.
Yeah, there's not enough time to do an in-person episode. We are meeting up in person. It's just no live episode.
No live episode, not enough equipment, time, setting. So, but we appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you guys whenever we do. You know, we'll be back.
See you next year.
Next year.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain. And that matters. Because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.